Chapter 7 Post-Wedding Blues. Canterlot, one day before Twilight's Awakening. A somber mood blanketed the pony capital of Canterlot. An increased guard presence patrolled the streets, and a tense atmosphere had built up among the civilian population. A sense of paranoia and confusion remained prominent among the population in wake of the recent attack. Deep within the halls of Canterlot Castle, a group sat in the royal dining room, contemplating the revelation that had shaken them all to their very cores. Twilight Sparkle was a changeling.
I just find it hard to believe that the egghead was a bug this entire time!
Rainbow groaned.
Rainbow Dash! We will not devolve into using such derogatory terms about our friend or her kind!
Rarity glared at the Scion Pegasus in disapproval.
Well, it's true!
As the Wonderbolt hopeful and the Fashionista bickered, the other sat in an uncomfortable silence. Princess Celestia stared out of the window, a war going on within her own mind. Princess Luna grew irritated with the nearby bickering and moved in to stop them.
Rarity and Rainbow Dash, your friend has been taken against her will and your bickering isn't helping.
But what if Twilight was in on the plan?
Rainbow lashed out.
What if she's been playing us the entire time and...
Rainbow Dash, that is quite enough.
Luna calmly but angrily silenced the Pegasus.
Just because Twilight is a changeling doesn't mean we should judge her. She's been nothing but a friend to us, and we shouldn't abandon her now.
Fluttershy interjected with a rare bout of confidence.
I mean, would it matter if I was?
Rainbow bowed her head and slunk back into her chair guiltily.
No, Fluttershy's right. It doesn't.
Do you think Twilight has a different name?
Pinky pondered out loud. The others looked at her with raised eyebrows.
Think about it. Her name might have just been a part of her cover. I think Amaryllis would be a good name.
Emma what now?
Applejack questioned.
I don't know.
Pinky shrugged.
I just think it would be a good name for a changeling Twilight.
Right.
Applejack turned to Shining Armor. How are your parents doing? Shining sighed.
I don't know what's going on with my parents. They basically threw me out of the house when I told them. Told me they wanted to process everything on their own for a little while.
Caden draped a comforting wing over her fiancé, giving him a light nuzzle.
Well, I don't know about y'all, but I don't think Twilight had a thing to do with the attack. For her to do so wouldn't make a lick of sense. For one thing, the element of magic chose her, and secondly, I could have told you if she'd been lying about who she was, being the element of honesty and all, but I couldn't sense a scrap of deception on her part.
I concur with Applejack,
Caden spoke up.
I've known Twilight for a very long time, since she was just a sweet little filly. Or nymph, is it? Whatever. She would never have taken part in such an attack or withheld information willingly.
Despite the monster her mother is,
Rainbow muttered.
I'm not sure monster would be the word to describe the queen.
Cadence defended quickly and rather unexpectedly. Celestia finally turned away from the window, finally registering the ponies before her.
Cadence? What do you mean?
Well, while I was down in those caves, she had every opportunity to kill me, or at least simply leave me to rot down there, but she didn't. Instead, she made sure I was well fed, and that I remained in overall good health. If it wasn't for the magic-suppressing ring around my horn and the straps on my wings, I might have been able to escape the caves myself.
Celestia hummed in contemplation.
during the attack, what was the last thing Chrysalis said to us?
The others looked at her questioningly, but none of them offered up the answer.
She said to us, Cadence is in the caves beneath Canterlot. My daughter would never forgive me if I left her to rot. Now what do you all make of that?
A few awkward looks passed between the group.
It would appear the Queen is genuinely affectionate towards Twilight, and is desperate to get on her good side, Luna answered.
Shining smacked the table to get every pony's attention. Whatever her reasons, she imprisoned my fiancé, invaded our capital, and fulnapped my sister! Shining's outburst was met with scowls from all three princesses, cowing him back into his seat.
Before we make any definitive actions, we must have answers. Those answers, however, likely lay with the Queen and perhaps Twilight herself.
So we get the egghead back?
Oh, oh, oh!
Pinkie pulled out a black and white striped shirt, a black mask, and a black beanie, all of which she promptly wore.
Jailbreak!
She exclaimed enthusiastically. Shining looked at the pink mare in confusion.
Where did you get those?
Oh, I keep different sets hidden around Equestria, in case of jailbreak emergencies. Now I might also need a torch, some chewing gum to climb up a wall with. Huh. I wonder if I could make a chewing gum flavored cake. Or perhaps a cake flavored chewing gum.
Pinky took a sudden intake of breath.
A chewing gum flavored cake with cake flavored chewing gum!
I...
Well... We...
What? It took all of Luna's mental power to stop just short of face-serving.
Well, I know you all want Twilight back. We have to face the possibility that Twilight won't actually want to come back.
The elements all took a huge breath in, and wore shocked expressions. But Celestia just sighed.
Well, it may be hard to accept. My sister may be right. Say, hypothetically, that Twilight already knew she was different all her life. She would likely have felt an outcast, afraid to reveal what she truly was. A scenario that would actually go a long way to explain some of her old social anxiety. And now she is among her own kind, she may not want to leave.
And if she didn't know?
Rarity questioned.
With all due respect, Your Highness, but we simply can't know for sure unless we get Twilight back and ask the poor darling ourselves.
My sister and I can further discuss our response to these events later, but for now, I'm more curious on how all of you feel about Twilight. If she returns, would you be able to accept her as a changeling rather than a unicorn?
Luna stared steely at the element bearers, sweeping across them and lingering on shining armor. It was Rainbow that spoke up first.
Okay, I know what I said 5 minutes ago, but like you said, I was out of line. What kind of bearer of loyalty, or friend for that matter, would I be if I left the egghead to rot in some beehive? Twilight's our friend, Ling or not.
All the other bearers voiced their agreements, nodding heads vigorously. Shining also agreed with the sentiment.
She is my sister. It's her mother that I've got issues with, not her. The sins of the parent should never reflect on the child. She is and always will be my LSBFF.
Luna nodded in approval.
I know what it's like to be judged for what you are, rather than who. I pray Twilight doesn't have to go through the same pain I once did. I would expect nothing less.
Celestia smiled, moving to give her sister a wing hug.
You five are welcome to stay at the castle for as long as you wish. But for now, Luna, Cadence, Captain Armor and I will decide our next course of action.
The five ponies in question all got up from their seats, and after bidding farewell to the element bearers, began to leave the dining hall.
Bring her back safe, won't you, princesses? Applejack called after them.
Celestia turned to look back at the five still sitting at the table.
I promise I will bring my student home, if that is her wish.
With that, Celestia left the dining room, walking down the castle's long, winding hallways beside her sister. Celestia's thoughts never strayed from her protege the whole time, and she worried for her well-being.
Please come home to me, Twilight.
Captain, gather your lunar counterpart and both of your executive officers. We will continue this in the throne room.
Shining through a quick salute before charting off as asked, Luna adopted a sly smirk.
The throne room, Tia? Then I will personally inform the servants that we aren't eating in the dining hall, and all of that cake you require before you can effectively rule Equestria will be brought to the throne room. Is that okay, sister?
Luna!